Hey, what is up? It's Todd. And in this episode, I want to talk with you about what's the right cadence for sending a personalized video to a prospect as they're going through your process. Yeah, let's do that in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? What is up? It is an important day in the history of Wirebuzz. I just finished my last live webinar in the Wirebuzz office. You know, we're moving out next week, and there are boxes on top of tables and packing peanuts and these like airbag things that go into boxes, and they're everywhere. I've got boxes on top of desks and tables and on the floors and dollies, wrapping film. It's just amazing the amount of things that are in this office. We've been here for 5 years. And it's been a great place, but it's just me, myself, and I. And I have to be a good steward of the finances, right? Like, isn't that an important element of being a CEO? I have to be a good custodian of the investment and turn the investment into something that is a positive, right? So let's talk about that. When you are going into turning a relationship into a good investment, and a relationship meaning like a sales relationship, how do you not overdo it? Like, how do you not send too many videos? What's the right amount? And this question came exactly from my last webinar this morning. Over the last 3 days, I've been doing an international sales training for a billion-dollar SaaS company that has staff all over the world. So Wednesday, I did North America, all their sales team in North America. These are hundreds of people. And last night, which is Thursday, I normally don't timestamp these things, but here I go. Last night in the evening, I was here doing a live event for their APAC. That's what it was. They're Asian Pacific countries. There were people in New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Singapore, I don't know, a lot of places, okay? Even somebody from Tucson, Arizona was on that one. And then bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning, I was the morning show host of their training for Europe for all their European clients. Today, there were people from Milano and Munich and Copenhagen and London and Manchester. So that was super cool. There were a lot of people on that one. So somebody asked this question, which I thought would be really valuable for the Toddcast. Todd, I believe what you're saying. How do I know if I'm sending too many videos? When's the right amount? And that's a delicate balance, because what you really want to do is demonstrate that you are the trusted advisor and that you're going to be there like a Sherpa that's going to help them get to the top of their mountain, solve their problem. And the way you do that, oh boy, here's that phone, the office phone. And maybe we should do this. Oh, go with me. Let's do this together. Wirebuzz, this is Todd. Can I help you? It's like, it's never a person. It's always... This is part of the job of a CEO in pandemic when everybody's working at home. Somebody's got to answer the phones. And yeah, I know we can route them. And when we move out of here, we're going to route them to somebody other than me. But I've been answering the phones for the last year, which has kind of been a lot of fun. Like literally the day, I'll get back to this podcast topic in just a second. I digress. This will be good and well worth it. The day that I was in the Tony Robbins podcast and that went live, and they were featuring me teaching how to sell remotely, the office phone rang and I happened to be here, right? This is middle of pandemic. So, and I've been officing here every day because I got to do something with this investment dollars until our lease runs out in the next couple of days. So the phone rang, I picked it up. and the person was saying, I was just listening to the Tony Robbins webinar and or Tony Robbins podcast, and I heard the CEO Todd Harley or Hardy or something. And I was like, yeah, that's me. I'm Todd. And the guy was floored. Like, he was like, what are you answering your phones for, dude? Like, you must, in his head, he must have thought, you must not be legit if you're answering your phones. And I think he's right about that. I shouldn't be answering the phones. But let's get into the topic now of what is the right amount of videos to be sending. And I think you should be sending videos anytime your prospect experiences confusion and you can inject clarity into the process. But I wouldn't do it every time, but I would do it most of the times. I want to be dependable. I want to be somebody where consistently they are saying to themselves, damn, Todd is so good. That was so valuable. I'm glad he did that. He always knows what I need. So if you're anticipating what they need and where their confusion is and who they need to win over, you can start the process and educate them after your meetings and follow up. Maybe do it 3/4 of the time, but not every time. And don't spend too much time in the content. Make sure when you're adding value that you also are respectful of their time. And if you do that, if you consistently demonstrate that you are the trusted advisor that's going to get them across the finish line so they can achieve their goals, you will discover that they're going to want to keep you in their life forever. And every salesperson that demonstrates a thoroughness and amazing customer support not only wins the deal, but those kind of salespeople are the ones that when somebody's got a problem, it may be out of that salesperson's niche, but they're one of the first people that the client calls to say, hey, could you do this also? Hey, do you know how to do this? Can you solve this problem for me? Because their first instinct is that you are the problem solver in their life. And those are the people that get taken everywhere and given jobs and opportunities and budgets grow. And you want that to be you. So anytime your prospect experiences confusion, anytime they need to get buy-in or there's a lack of clarity, create a personalized follow-up video, send it to them, and they will reply back the way people reply back to me. Almost every single time I create a personalized video, I get some type of expression of love sent back to me. Oh, I love you. Dude, you're awesome. You guys are so special. Thank you for doing that. And I end up winning a friend for life in the process. And I highly recommend you do it. If you want to figure out how to start selling remotely in this world, then I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you where I'm dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb. And it is my free gift to you as a listener to the Toddcast. You can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I'll keep my eye on the ball and help you accelerate your sales process using video and the power of marketing to convince and convert at faster rates.